Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I just got this DM. How are you showing up on my feed? You're like a bad rash. I've blocked you several times. She doesn't even like the zoo.
I think she doesn't like it because of your attitude.
No, I pretend like I'm
smells.
Enjoying
myself. What is this food?
No.
My feet. Oh, where's my cane?
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Million Dollar Listing star Josh Flagg, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Josh, have you done any interviews since the demise of your marriage?
Let's just go straight to it.
Is this the first one?
This is the first one.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I guess on a radio interview.
Okay. All right. So we have lots of questions. Okay. Megan, I know you have questions too. Feel free. When did you, and we're going to just jump right
into
this.
Let's just go straight to it. Wow.
Because then we can
move on. I thought you said you were going to make me comfortable.
It's what everybody wants to know.
Okay. Yeah. How are you? Happy Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like fucking somebody without lube.
Wow. Exactly.
Basically is what's happening. No foreplay,
nothing.
Raw
dogging.
Wow.
We're raw dogging.
You're not even like easing it in.
No. No. Wow. when did you separate?
We separated, let's say the first week of February, I'd say. Maybe like okay. February 1st.
6 to 7 weeks ago.
Yes.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because we read about it 2 weeks ago, right? And what mm-hmm. people don't realize is that you were separated weeks and weeks before it was actually announced. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So now you you guys were renting this this beautiful home in Beverly Hills, which you've had many, many parties.
Right.
Right now, Bobby is living in the rental home, and you moved into the Beverly Hills Hotel. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know what I mentioned where I'm living, but let's...
Okay.
Let's.
You're living at the Montage.
Yeah, I'm living...
You're living at the Four Seasons.
You really went for it, didn't you?
Okay. And then, so what is happening? Is this amicable? Are you guys friendly? Are you civil? Have you lawyered up yet?
Yeah, no, everything is civil. Everything's fine. I mean, look, I mean, we own a house together. We have a rental house that we were living in together.
Yes.
Bobby's in the house right now. I'm living elsewhere. And I think
Holiday Inn Express on Highland.
Yeah, that's exactly the
love that place.
The budget inn.
Well, they have those free that breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, so they do. I love those
continental breakfast. Yeah.
Those croissants are magnificent. Yeah, I think everything is fine. We're just not really speaking. Not like we're fighting. We're just not really chat. We're just waiting to sit down and chat.
So there's no communication, is what you're saying?
Basically,
right. So it's just through
attorney. I mean, there could be. I guess.
It's
probably best. I mean, what's the point of? Because if I sit down and he sits down together, we'll probably start arguing. It's just best to sit down with like probably attorneys and let's just see. Let's how it goes first.
Right.
I think it'll be fine.
Right. Now, was this a joint decision?
Yes.
Was this one or the other? Was somebody pushing the...
No, I think this was a joint decision.
Okay. And you had said to me that you had gone to a marriage boot camp?
Yeah. We went to a marriage boot camp. And
was that in January?
I guess, technically. Yeah. Late January.
Okay. So you went to a marriage boot camp. And what exactly... Explain that. How many were there other couples there?
No, it wasn't like that. No, we flew somebody in and we had at the house.
You could not find a therapist in LA.
We had that too. We had more than one person in the room.
Okay.
So we had
multiple therapists.
We had multiple therapists in the room. We had multiple therapists in the room and like a life coach that we use named Breck, and he's fabulous, and a girl from Deer Valley that we flew in, and we just sat for like four straight days in a row, 4 hours a day, and we just went through everything. And we decided let's separate and see how we do separately.
Okay, so I want to preface this and say that I actually really do like Bobby.
I do too.
Individually,
like
I've always really liked Bobby. I just think what I witnessed towards the end is that you weren't a total match and that you guys started living separate lives. That's what I noticed.
What do you mean?
Meaning you're the kind of guy that, you know, you're out every night, you've got a million friends, you're always doing things. And then Bobby was a bit more of a homebody, I thought. I mean, he did like to go out, but not every single night.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. A lot of people like to be, like, I'm a person that likes to be out all the time, you know? And,
yes.
And a lot of people are just not like that, and that's not a bad thing. Like, you know, my parents, like don't go out every single night of the week. They'll go out for dinner three times a week, and then four nights a week they stay in. Like,
yeah.
I like to go out every single night. That's just that's what I thrive off of.
Yes, yes. And did you guys ever discuss having kids? Because I know Bobby very much wanted kids.
Yeah, but I mean, believe me, that's nothing to do with why our marriage broke up.
Yeah.
That's not, like, the catalyst.
But there was no infidelity on either side?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because I do want to mention this. You are now dating someone new. I was I had drinks with you guys on Saturday. Very nice guy. Little bit younger, but that's okay. I can't judge. And but he's successful in his own right, real estate broker, right?
Right.
What I did notice that I never really saw with you and Bobby is there is a very strong connection between you two. I hadn't noticed before, but very affectionate. And I thought he was very supportive and very complimentary of you. So my experience with, and again, love Bobby, but my experience was in the last couple of years, there was a lot of criticism. And that wears on you.
Well, I mean, but also keep in mind, like, when you're...
A lot of complaining.
When you're with somebody for 5 years, I mean, nobody's, like, lovey-dovey after 5 years also.
I think some people are.
I am. I've been with Ben for 6 years, and we're always on each other.
You know how many UTIs she gets a month?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I sold out Walgreens of the Azo.
Hot.
So, yeah, okay, you're making a blush.
Okay.
But again, the reason the timeline is important is because I don't want people to think that there was any sort of infidelity on your part. Now, you have known this person for a very long period of time.
Correct. Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah, but no infidelity on either my part or Bobby's part.
Right.
Like, I mean, that was never even, no, and I don't think anybody even questions that.
Okay, good, because I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, but nobody's ever even speculated or made that.
I did.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But that's what I wanted to clarify. For me, I was going to clarify for me.
I sat down and went, I want to talk about divorce. Literally. So supportive.
Do you remember the night when you were having all those COVID super spreader dinners? I know they were, outside. They were outside. So I don't think that many people got COVID.
Oh, just 39 or 40 of them.
Right. Bobby was absent during some of those dinners.
Right.
And is that kind of the time where things were...
No, I don't think so. I think I don't remember. Maybe you remember. Remember you had called him on the show. Remember we were.
Yeah.
I don't remember. What did he say?
I said there was trouble.
Well, what happened? Then you called him and he called in. And
yeah.
What did he say? I don't remember.
I don't know. You two, you aligned your stories, or I don't know what happened. But can I ask you? So I was with Gage for 10 years, and I would say that the last 2 years was fucking living hell. Do you, Is there a certain, like, you were together for 5 years, correct? Married for five? Together
we were
six?
Married for 4.5 years. We were together 6 years.
Right. Is there any particular time you're like, oh, was it 3 years in? Was it 1 year in? Was it 5 years in? Where you're like, ugh, I don't know if this is going to work.
No, not particularly. I just feel like, you know, like, we just live very different lives and want very different things. You
yes.
know, it comes down to, like, what you want. Like, I'm a very social person, you know, and we're just totally just very, very different people. And one's not good and one's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you have to have the fundamental same values. And when you don't have the same values,
is it the because I
maybe
feel,
values is the wrong
yeah,
word.
Yeah, not
same values.
Values.
That's the wrong word. It's same. What's the word?
Goals.
Not no goals.
Interests.
Well, maybe
common
interests.
Things in common.
Yeah, I guess things in common.
Yeah.
Togetherness. Wanting.
I mean,
to
I
be
had
together.
Some, look, we in parallel lives, kind of. I mean, really, the same situation where I thought Scott Anderson's a great guy, but and I'm, you know, I'm obviously a great guy.
Such
but,
a great guy.
Thank
oh my
you.
God, the best.
Anything else?
So, like, hot and handsome and, like, young and fit and fresh and
He's paid to say that, Josh.
Right.
But again, different interests and different goals.
Yeah. I mean, I think that whoever Bobby dates next or whoever he's with next is I hope he's with somebody has the same, likes the same television shows, likes cooking, likes the same kind of things, I like to go to the pole lounge at nighttime. I like to kibitz with people. Like, that's just a different kind of a thing.
Yeah. But I get the appeal of wanting to, to sit home and watch Netflix. But that's not you. You're constantly moving.
Yeah. Like, if we go on vacation, I like to go to a place like I'm talking to people. I'm a vacation for Bobby would be relaxing and checking out, not having to talk to people. A vacation for me is talking to every other person at Hotel Du Cap, walking around and owning the place. That's
how
me.
I lost my voice on the all-inclusive, honey.
Oh, so, that's the difference. And yeah. One is not right talking. Or one is not wrong.
Too much talking.
Right. Okay, so let's move on. Well, no, actually, I have another question. There was a prenup, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he going to try to break that?
Oh, boy.
I don't. You're like, oh,
Jesus.
Boy.
I mean, he's like a dog with a bone.
He's like a dog with a bone, mm-hmm. Right?
I imagine you would be very generous. I would imagine that you are a very fair, reasonable, generous person.
Of course I'll be generous. We were together for 4.5 years, and of course I'll be generous.
I did see a video of him coming out of Craig's restaurant.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It started off a little shady, but then he was sweet in the end. Did you see that video?
I did see that video.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a few weeks, though, for people to calm down and be able to have a conversation. I think Gage and I went in, and this is something that you might want to consider. We went into the attorney's office together way too soon. Mm. Way too soon. He actually walked out. They had to actually take him out because he was getting so upset at me.
What do you mean they had to take him out? Like in handcuffs?
No. They had his attorney had to take him out of the room and take him aside because he was getting so upset. It was too soon, premature.
Well,
you got to wait about 2.5 years before you go in a room together.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna sit down for lunch, I think, next week, and we'll discuss.
Do you want me to go?
I think that's the worst idea.
I'm happy to mediate.
I think that would cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, it could. Yes, yeah. In the end. Are you planning on flying someone in from Deer Valley?
Yes, we're going to fly somebody in from Deer Valley for the lunch, exactly.
There's no psychologist in L.A. I've always said that. There's no.
Will your life coach be there for that lunch?
He probably should be.
Okay. JLM, Jeff Lewis Mediates, a new business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He would be the worst life coach.
You know who could be good for you? Is Judge Lauren Lake.
Oh she's great for everyone.
Yeah.
She's so smart.
Yeah, she's great.
She helped me a lot.
Sure she did. She's great.
I did, by the way, left turn, and then we'll drop the whole divorce thing and we'll move on. I want to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes, specifically all my doctors, my attorneys, and my insurance agents. I really appreciate that. I didn't get back to all of your DMs, but I want to say that I really appreciate the support and all the well wishes, and I read every single one of them. I want to thank Alyssa for giving me this birthday card this morning. It says, "Hey girl, happy birthday," and then it says, "You're a pain in the ass." Love, Alyssa.
Aww.
So sweet. And you know what she gave me? A bag of Cheez-Its from the fucking kitchen over here. So I've been there. Thank you.
They were free.
She basically re-gifted it. Thank you, Alyssa.
And I got you pretzels, and I got you wine.
Yeah, I love the Justin.
Yep.
Love a Justin cab.
Right, so good.
Right, Megan?
So good.
Smooth. Full-bodied.
All right, so I do want to mention, I really like the new guy.
I really like the new guy too.
I know.
Aww.
I can tell. It's sweet. But again, I want people to know the timeline. You didn't. You went out with him a couple weeks after the separation.
I thought you were going to drop this.
I am dropping it.
But by the way,
by the way,
when you separate with somebody, you're entitled to go out with
100%.
Somebody.
Of course.
Yeah.
12 hours later. Hello.
I mean, there's but nobody's even brought that up to me or said oh,
they're thinking it.
Well, then they can go fuck themselves.
Well, that's why I'm clarifying for you.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
All right, we wish you that the greatest luck.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Andrew Freund, do you know Andrew Freund? He's a Dish Nation. He's a co-host on the show.
Uh-huh.
He's a chump. He did something real fucking shady. Well, first of all, we'll get there. But the Vina CBD.
Yes.
He took it last night. That full spectrum bites.
He OD'd.
He totally OD'd.
Yeah.
OD'd. He took two of them. He said, "I couldn't even get off the sofa."
He slept for 10 hours.
He takes
yes.
No, but not. Why was he that? Said it knocked
shit
him out.
works. That shit works. Now, Stu gave me a gummy last night, but
now,
it was...
Was it a Vina gummy or a different off-market gummy?
Oh, it's a different gummy he brought over. But
that's
it was
dangerous.
Yeah, because
you should have consulted with me.
I should have, because I normally, at the maximum, take the 5 milligrams.
Right.
That's 2 gummies.
Yes.
But he gave me a 10 milligram.
That is not a good idea, my friend.
And then I was, I went to take a shower, and then I ended up sitting down in the shower, lying down in the shower, and then Stu's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I don't think I can get up.
That's not a good look.
It's not hot.
That is not hot.
It is not hot. Yeah, when the guy you're dating is lying in the shower.
No.
But it was face up, not face down.
The older guy you're dating. Okay. I mean, he maybe got a little worried there.
Oh, he thought, thought maybe I had a heart attack.
Maybe.
Oh.
Like big.
Oh, just like Sex and the City, I was going to say.
And you never
like
know.
That. Oh, my God.
And just like that.
He's in his heels from getting back from drag, and he runs in, his heels get ruined.
Yeah, you're right. That's not
He doesn't call 911.
It's not a good look.
You're right. Anyway, so Andrew Freund, we're about to call that motherfucker out.
We're going to call this motherfucker out. I
fuck this, I'm calling the sheriff.
that was Andrew. Was it High Tops on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. So Shane was flirting with a guy.
We don't
need to say his name. Huh? We don't need
You're
to
gay?
Say the guy's name.
Soup's gay.
Wow. I didn't know he was gay.
He's a pass around party bottom.
That's slanderous. That's slander.
Own it.
That's defamation.
Oh, sorry, Shane.
All right. So Shane was hanging out with a guy that he has gone out with before and likes. We're not going to say his name.
Nope. But you named a fish after him.
But okay. We named a fish after him. By the way, died yesterday.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's an omen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's so never going to talk to me after this.
Right.
No, because we never mentioned his name.
We didn't mention his name.
Wanda.
I thought you meant you weren't going to mention it was Andrew when you said, and we're not going to say the name.
Oh, and of course we're mentioning it's Andrew. Okay. So we hung out at High Tops. You hung out with the guy most of the night.
Yeah.
Right? It was very clear with the rest of the chumps that you were into him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened, Shane, when you got home?
So I go home. I go home alone, as does the guy I like, as does Andrew. We're all, and then the guy texts me. Well, I text him like, hi, good to see you. Have a good night. And he's like, yeah, nice. Why is your friend DMing me? And I was like, oh, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Sends me the screenshot of Andrew Freund trying to slide in his DMs at 2 a.m. after I introduced them as the guy I like.
How do you know he didn't want to come up for gin rummy?
And what
shades, Andrew?
What was some of what were the messages?
I don't remember.
Do you want me to repeat it, or because I?
You remember
something like he was like, "Oh, where are you?" He was like, "I'm in bed." He was like, "Oh, show me a picture."
No. Oh, dirty.
Shady.
This is what Andrew gets for raking me over the sexual.
That's why.
Right.
There you go.
I should have talked to Andrew privately. Obviously,
by the way,
but I didn't like him coming after you, and he's the one being sus.
Thank you.
By the way, I didn't remember the messages.
I
just said I remembered the messages.
So that you'd say them.
So that you'd say it, because I didn't remember. How shady is that, Josh?
I would have done the same thing.
You would have?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I was really horny at 2 a.m., I mean...
But your friends...
Yeah.
It love interest?
Really?
Yeah, kind of. I'm a shitty friend.
I don't know. There's like a chump code. Bro code, chump code.
Chump code.
I know you
that.
Wouldn't.
I
mean,
no, you're
and,
a girl's
by the way,
girl.
He's like the king of kink. We don't know why, but we're hearing things that he's very, very dirty.
We're hearing things?
That's what... Andrew, our sexual deviant, talk about sexual deviants,
uh-huh.
A morally deviant is the one who claimed that
you're right.
I'm the king of kings.
You're right, he's morally deviant.
Morally deviant.
You're just sexually.
The morally corrupt.
The morally
Andrew
corrupt.
Freund. Yeah.
But Josh, would you ever go to like Palm Springs for the weekend with your buddies and like skinny dip?
Well, right now, no, because I'm in a relationship.
Right. Okay.
It's not sexual though, it's just friends. It's just
getting
friends.
Naked together.
Wait,
in a
you
pool?
Mean if I was single?
No, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
There are couples
with your
there
friends,
too.
Though, do you, like, would you skinny dip with friends?
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that a million times.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in the minority, Jeff.
That's weird.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Josh.
Hey, my computer just
Also,
went
do you want to go to Pump Springs?
I need
tissue.
All right. We're going to, while you fix my computer, we're going to take a quick break. We are back with Sugar Daddy Josh Flagg, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. All right, so we have Andrew Freund on the line.
Hi. The morally corrupt Andrew Freund.
Yes, our moral deviant. Hi, Andrew.
Hi,
Hi. Why am I calling in? She wouldn't tell me why you wanted me to call in. What am I talking about here?
Okay, so we have some questions to ask you. Last Saturday night when we all went to High Tops and Shane was hanging out with someone that he has gone out with before and has been interested in, do you recall meeting him?
Maybe? I don't know. Shane hangs out with like a million dudes at High Tops.
Right. There was
projecting, deflecting, and lying.
So there was one particular there was one particular guy that Shane has gone out with before, he has a crush on, and I named a guppy after, who died yesterday.
Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we all had this really fun night together, and Shane and this particular person were kind of close, don't you think? Like hanging out, like the whole night together?
Sure. I don't recall. Is this a fucking intervention? What is this? What am I calling?
Do you recall?
It's an interrogation.
Do you recall messaging said guy?
No.
You don't?
Oh my God! No.
Really? You don't?
I remember I met him. But like, I didn't get this person's phone number.
Well, no, you didn't. But you
is it possible
found him
that
another
you
way.
Got his, is it possible that you found him through Instagram at 2 a.m.?
Oh my God, did I do? Oh, I need to get through my DMs now. Wait, are you serious? I have to go look through my Instagram.
Girl, we got screenshots.
Wait,
you got caught. You're on candid camera.
We got receipts, bitch.
We have screenshots that you were asking said guy for pictures at 2 a.m.
No, stop it. Stop
Show
it,
me.
Stop it.
And you were also asking what he was up to at 2 a.m.
Oh. Well,
did you want to canast a partner?
Yeah, we were going to go play Maj with Josh at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
what
you
was going to do.
It sounded to me like you were very much looking for sex at 2 a.m.
You were teeing for D, be honest.
Wait, what is this? Wait, I need to go find this on my Instagram. I'm trying to scroll through. Are you serious? Are you making this up? Are you serious?
We're very serious, Andrew. Now, I will say, in your defense, you were very, very, very drunk. Maybe you don't recall DMing the guy that Shane was hanging out with, asking for, my guess is, when you asked for pics, I think you probably wanted to see the D.
Hold on. I need to actually find, I can't find it right now, but
I'll send
first
it to you.
Of all,
I'll send it to you.
Shane's not like dating this guy. They're not like boyfriends.
Okay, there's certain chump code which you you're coming over on Sunday and you and I are going to sit down for a minute because we need to discuss chump code.
I'm not going for Shane's man. I don't I need to find, I actually can't even find it on my Instagram. I'm looking.
The receipts say otherwise, Andrew. The receipts say.
Would you like
otherwise.
Us to send you the screenshots right now?
Yes. Yes. Please.
Okay, fine.
Please.
We're doing it right now.
Only because you asked. I didn't want to do this.
Shane did not want to. He didn't want it to come to this.
But Andrew, it was pretty obvious that Shane was into this guy, right?
Yes, 100%. I probably should not have messaged him. I apologize for that.
Okay.
That
took us about 12 minutes to get to this apology. Okay.
I don't remember, to be quite honest, but I believe you. I'm not making it up.
Did Andrew send any pics to Jamie show?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh my God.
Oh,
no, I don't do that.
Oh, forget shit. That.
No,
I was trying so hard not to.
Wait, Shane, did you just text me this? I don't know what. I need to look. I need to see what the receipt.
Somebody's a little rattled.
I'm suggesting you maybe find yourself an attorney. I think you need representation at this point.
You should call Sweet James.
Yeah, as your friend, shut the fuck up now.
There's
I would just
nothing on
no
here
more.
That. Wait. I'm looking at the text. There's nothing on here that I'm looking for photos. I never asked this guy to look
what
for
does
photos.
Prove it mean? What does prove it mean?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm in bed, prove it. What does that mean?
Oh.
At 2 a.m. Curious.
Wait. Ooh, oh, I'm reading pissed. It wrong. So I'm the black text in this other person's the...
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay,
DMs
never mind.
Were.
Okay, yeah, that sounds cheap. I thought I was the other person.
Okay, so...
I'm literally crying.
You understand this is why we're calling you a moral deviant.
I thought Jameson was the moral.
No, he's the
self-projecting.
He's a sexual deviant. You are a moral deviant.
A different deviant.
There is a different. I would rather deal with a sexual deviant, frankly.
Thank you, Jeff.
A million percent.
Thank you, everyone.
I can trust a sexual deviant.
What's the difference? What's the difference between the moral deviant?
Jameson wouldn't try to have sex with the guys I like.
I would never.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have sex with
him. Bullshit. If he said come over, you would have been in an Uber. Or you would drive.
You would
take back roads.
Back roads. He would walk because he's too cheap to drive.
Somebody is not happy today.
She is coming for me.
So angry.
I apologize. I don't remember this
incident.
All right. So how do we remedy this? How do we rectify this?
It's fine.
Chemical castration.
He's not going to talk to me again.
No, I'm talking about Andrew. What do you want from Andrew to make this right?
Chemical castration.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, Shane. What do you want, Shane?
I think he wants you to stop trying to fuck the guys he's interested in. Number one. Let's start there.
Let's start there.
Oh, my God. I'm at the gym right now, and I'm crying. Okay. Shane, what about an Hermes throw? What if I get you an Hermes throw?
Can you get me an Hermes throw?
Oh.
Wow, that's like $2,000.
Like one of the fake ones on Amazon. What about one of those?
Fitting, because you're fake as fuck also.
Slinging
over here.
You deserve that, Andrew.
But can I get the throw?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll send a throw to Josh. Okay, I'm looking through the receipts, Shane. I apologize. I don't remember any of this. I did not mean to.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't. I remember seeing Josh there, but then I don't remember texting this at all. But
any DMs asking you to prove it?
Wait, was I there? I don't remember being there.
Yeah, you were there. We went there after Polo Lounge.
Oh, this is the same night?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know this is the same night.
This is the night in question.
It's the same night.
Oh, I was like half there too, like mentally.
Right. Because you guys, we went to Polo Lounge, and then you went out to dinner.
Wait, and then you went to Polo Lounge, then where did we go for dinner? I'm trying to remember. SVB. Wait, I'm trying to remember. No, Matsuhisa, right. And then we went there.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Yeah. You guys
can I go back to the gym now?
Yeah.
Are you done with me?
You're off the hook.
Megan?
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
You're not off the hook.
Well, you're not off the hook, but you can go back to the
gym. Does anyone want to cross-examine?
Yeah.
Any more questions for me, Shane? Shane, what do I have to do to make this up to you?
Think about it.
I'd rather just keep shitting on you forever. I don't want you to make it up.
Ooh, wow.
Boy, someone's still angry.
Yeah, someone's really angry. All right, go back to the gym, Andrew.
It's going to take a minute, Andrew.
All right.
All right, honey.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, do we believe that he doesn't remember?
Alyssa. No. He's a great actor, though. He remembers everything.
Of course he does.
He exactly knows.
He was not that drunk. He was texting me, I hope he got home safe. And I was like, bitch, you don't.
Wow, someone's really upset.
Yeah, someone's holding on
now
to
I'm
it.
I'm upset because now this blew it up with the guy. Though.
No.
It didn't blow. We never mentioned his name once.
Just once.
Can we take it out?
We're not.
Can you edit it?
And he texted me, don't tell Jeff, don't make it a thing. So now if it's happening, I just.
Oh, God.
Kind of a thing.
You know what?
That's what happens, Shane.
We've talked about this. If you guys are dating, he's got to be. He's got to go
along.
He's got
to be okay with this.
He's got to go along with it.
Like Ben, like Drew, you just have to.
Like Scott.
Not Scott. Like Gage.
Not Gage. No. Okay. Well, do you have anything to add, Josh?
I mean, I think that guy's a cheating hoe.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
He's not to be trusted.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about the new mansion you purchased. You have closed escrow.
Yes.
But the seller's living here still. You leasing back?
In the guest house, yeah.
Okay. Oh, the seller moved to the guest house.
The seller is in the guest. Correct.
Okay. Are you doing a major remodel?
Yeah, total gut remodel. It's like a 30-month project.
Have you started?
No, I have to hire the.
He just closed.
Yeah, he's got to look for a contractor.
Yeah.
Are you using an architect also or no?
Oh yeah. I mean, what am I gonna do it myself? No. I mean, it's a full architect.
So walls are coming out. You're not adding on. It's already huge, right?
No. I'm adding on. It's going to be a legit. Adding on, building like a whole.
Taking down walls.
Taking it to the studs.
Right.
But like restoring it to it's going to be an authentic 1920s Italian villa.
Sweet.
And then how many square feet will the house be?
Probably around Probably 7,500, 7,700.
Will that be big enough just for you?
It won't be just for me.
Oh. So you think the new guy's going to be moving in?
I would hope so.
Okay. Aww. All right. That's nice. Things are moving along.
Aww.
Wow, you seem very happy.
Don't introduce him to Andrew Freund.
Yeah, do not. Keep him away from Freund.
We're keeping away from that slut.
Thank you.
That skank, that floozy.
Oh,
how much longer will you be living in the hotel, do you think?
That's a very good question. I'd like to know myself. Okay. Wait, what hotel? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right. We'll move on. Would you like to do any sort of news stories, Megan?
Well, here's the problem, honey. My printer ran out of ink, so you're going to... So you're going to have to give me a little notice, but I have Shane's sweet email. Which story did you want to do?
Well, I think it's always interesting when a woman gives birth and didn't know she was pregnant.
Okay.
I know somebody who gave birth to a child in the toilet and didn't know she was pregnant.
For real?
Are you kidding?
No. How do you not know you're pregnant?
My friend Stacy's sister was sitting on the toilet while she was taking a shit. Out comes the fucking child, Megan. Out comes Megan. Swear to God.
Really?
Thought she was taking a really huge dump. Out comes Megan.
That is insane.
It happens.
Yeah, it happened to this woman. She just, in the middle of the night, she thought she was just having stomach pains. She went to the toilet like your friend, and out came Megan.
Yep, out came Megan.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, happened. I know her. I can introduce you. Happens.
When Gage and I were looking into adopting before we had Monroe, we had a lot of candidates. We had an adoption broker, which was so weird because they would be like, this is a full commission baby. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? It's like 30,000 plus.
Oh, wow.
They would be like selling babies?
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
I didn't buy one. But they would call.
I mean, it's not a burn-a-doodle. It's a baby.
But they would call and be like, we have a woman. She just gave birth. This is the thing. So
my whole
thing was, I said, I want to know the health history of the parents. Right.
Right. Sure.
So I don't know why they would call us because we had these strict parameters. I said I didn't care about the age, the sex, the ethnicity, any of it. But I did care about the health history. So I remember they had called and said, we have a full commission baby, honey. We have a baby. The woman, the baby was born yesterday, and she didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, then you got to question what she was doing when she didn't know she was pregnant.
Shrooms?
Microdosing? I just think they're either so stupid or maybe so fat that they don't know.
Oh, that's what you were worried about. You were worried about the genetics of the birth mother not knowing she was pregnant because she was so heavy.
Well, the problem with her being not knowing she was pregnant, she had no prenatal care. And she also said that she drank socially throughout the pregnancy.
Socially.
And this is the part that really kind of threw me over. This is where, because I remember Gage and I, we were at Gramercy.
I remember
when
this
happened.
And we
were on the speakerphone.
Yeah.
And I walked out of the room because I said, well, what about the health history of the father? And she said, well, she's not she doesn't know who the father is. But
great
she's
start.
Narrowed it down based on the ethnicity of the child. And that's
what agency was this?
I was like, that's when I fucking walked out of the room. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So she was a fat slut.
Oh, my
basically.
God.
Jeff.
Okay. Anyway, should we take calls?
Maybe
we should take a break.
Did you not ever watch I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant when it was on TLC?
No, but I am so
iconic. It's 4 seasons. I'll figure out how to, you can stream
How do you
it.
Not know you're we'll pregnant?
I have no idea. So,
yeah,
I think that is
the
craziest
the
thing.
Yeah.
First of all, don't you get your period? Oh, in this article, this woman got her period throughout the whole pregnancy.
They might have spotting and they think that it's their period.
No,
but
that's
really
not
it's...
the same as getting your period.
I know a lot about periods.
Yeah. Shane would know, Megan.
He gets his he gets his period.
I watched I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant for 4 seasons.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Andrew is just sweating it right now at
he
Equinox?
Is, his heart, yeah, he's having a lot of
he's
anxiety.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this?
And I'm going to see everybody on Sunday. Yeah.
He's going to get so much shit. I bet he won't show up.
Oh, he's going to, yeah.
Oh, he'll
show
up.
You think he's not going to show up to a party at your house with food and drinks and
the chef's stew, cooking.
Well, you're really pissed.
This is
I've never seen
Shane like
mad.
This is me 5 days out, calm and chill. I was real pissed.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Calm
you know what?
Chill.
I would like to hear from the listeners. What do they think about Andrew Freund's move?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Or if you have questions for Josh Flagg.
Or if you want to talk about Andrew Freund. Natalie. Minneapolis. Can we do that?
Yes.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi.
Shout out Shane.
Shout out Nat.
Okay.
Nat.
Okay, I got my shout out Shane shirt. It's fine. I love it.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Number two. Yeah. Yeah. And number two, yeah, Andrew's a little hussy, and he needs to be watched.
Agreed.
And yeah. I am pissed off at Andrew, on behalf of Shane. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that's bad news.
Yeah.
So get at it.
He was drunk.
And
I
says he doesn't remember, because you know sometimes
he was drunk.
When
he
you get really drunk, you can sometimes black out.
He remembers.
When you get drunk, you just make bad decisions.
Oh, you sure do, honey.
And he was very drunk. I will say, I was with him. He
was. He?
Yes, he was. He was, Shane.
I don't know.
But I know that's not an excuse, but
he just texted me, I don't remember, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So I guess
he
has
remorse.
I guess I should forgive him.
You should forgive him.
Hillary, New Orleans.
Hey, shout out Shane.
Shout out Hillary.
Love you guys. Happy belated birthday, Jeff. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. Longtime listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
So, Shane, this is the situation. Take the Hermes throw and make him pay. Make him grovel. Get maybe a free TV or something else out of the situation. I would make him work for it, and he's got to kind of, you know, redeem himself.
At least a few good dinners out of it.
He offered a fake throw. They're $50 on Amazon. Like,
Few expensive dinners.
Are you Tina
Shane's...
Turner with fucking Ike, or are you Cardi fucking B?
Yeah.
Ugh. See?
Something to think about.
Matt in West Virginia, good morning.
That's what I did to say. Today, Shane is being Cardi fucking B.
Oh, thanks,
Rock
Matt.
On.
Yeah. I've never seen you like this.
You don't get angry,
yeah.
I'm pretty chill, but... Mm.
Yeah, you are. Today, you're Cardi fucking
fired
B.
Fired up.
I don't think he's ready for an apology yet. I don't think he's ready to let it go.
I agree. Too soon.
It is too soon. It's like Bobby. Sorry, Josh. Okay. Debbie in Salt Lake City, good morning.
Hi. Well, first, I just want to tell you that I am driving, and I was taking a drink, and when Megan said that she had a little problem with her printer, my whole drink went all over the car. I was laughing so hard.
Thank you.
Now,
I just happened to take a drink, and that happened. I was like, oh, my God, too funny.
Well, we have printers here at the studio, so had she told us earlier, we could have just printed out the news for
you. Hot Mess Express over here.
Yeah.
Can we also mention the box of tissues in front of Megan?
I'm not well, but I came to work.
Yeah, not well, bitch.
I mean,
we know who would have stayed home.
Hello.
That would have been the responsible thing to do. I love you. I cannot wait for you to get out of here and Lysol out of the studio.
Her coffee cup is full of tissue. She has water, and then she has a cup of throat coat tea.
Can we take Jim in West Hollywood? Hi, Jim.
Good morning, you guys. This is Jim, the one who's 28 years partnered. I listen to you guys every day. This question or comment is for Shane. Shane, I love you from afar. I would be so pissed. I've never done that to a friend. I have long-term friends. You are absolutely in the right. And I just am like, you better run. That's not a friend. That's not cool, in my opinion.
You sound like a great guy, Jim. Really a stand-up,
Jim,
good friend.
So you know that Andrew lives in West Hollywood. I would keep your boyfriend close.
Yeah.
Be careful, Jim.
Your friends are loyal. You got to be friends with your loyal. Life is too short. I mean, your family or a friend, well, not family, but I'll say hi. I walk my dog by high tops. You know what? Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just got chilled. I was so mad for you. That's so gross. In my opinion, that's not how I operate.
Yeah, no, I agree. With all the dick at high tops, why that dick?
And so much dick.
It's not just some random guy. Someone I went on a date with who I like.
Where is he now?
So much dick.
So much dick.
Who?
This boy.
I don't know. He doesn't like me that much.
Not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Stacey in Iowa. Do you have a comment about this sex scandal?
Yes, I do. First of all, the guy that Shane likes must be a good guy if he came to Shane and told him what Andrew did. But I'm going to defend Andrew on this one, because what if he took like a nighttime edible or something?
Yep. He does do that.
And then he mixed it with drinking. That makes you do things you don't remember and you normally wouldn't do. So give him a pass.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey.
I agree.
And you don't think this, Shane, but I am telling you, he was fucked up.
So he should just be allowed to be a shitty friend because he does drugs?
Okay, that's a Cardi B. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Erica in California, good morning. Erica?
Hello?
Hi, Erica.
Yes, hi, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Shane, first, you're like more like Megan Thee Stallion right now.
Ooh, you know, hot girl shit.
Stuff, but awesome. Hot girl shit, real hot girl shit. Secondly, we need to call the sheriff. But here's what I wanted to know. If, what would have happened if Andrew never said anything?
No, no.
Andrew didn't say anything.
I mean, let's call the guy Jaime. If he never said anything, what would have happened? Yeah, we'll call him Jaime.
Yeah.
What would have happened?
I mean, nothing.
You wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have, yeah, I would never, ever have known because Andrew allegedly does not remember and wouldn't tell me.
He did apologize.
Yeah, he sure did.
That hussy.
Yeah.
I mean, then it would be no harm, no foul, I guess, because they didn't hook up, but I don't know.
Thank you, Erica. Joey in Florida, you have a response?
I do. So shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Joey.
I think we need to hit Andrew. We really need to hit him where it hurts. So I propose some sanctions. We need to treat him like the criminal that he is. And I think that starts with his... It starts with his followers, so I think we should all start unfollowing him.
No, don't.
No. I think that takes it too far.
I think he would.
Well, okay. Well, we could talk about that later. And the other one is, I think we should cut him off with the Botox.
Oh, really? There you go.
Ooh, that's a good
one.
That's a good one.
He loves the tox.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, can you imagine if all those wrinkles came back?
Oh, God.
Then he would not be able to have sex with the guys I like.
Oh,
holy shit. Ginger. And is it Maryland?
Yeah.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi. I have a question for Josh. Where is your beloved housekeeper at? Where is she staying at these days?
My housekeeper? My housekeeper staying at the house.
What's her name?
Olympia.
Okay.
She's at the house in Beverly Hills, but she comes to my place.
Holiday Inn?
She comes to the airport Holiday Inn. No, she comes where I'm staying, and she delivers clothing and packages and checks
nice.
In. Yeah.
Okay, good. So she's still working for you.
Oh, no, she's got a lifetime job.
You know, I had a bonding moment with her.
When
we made martinis together at one of your parties that Bobby wasn't at.
Oh, you guys made martinis together?
We did. Actually, we did.
Oh.
Ask her about it.
I will ask her about it.
Yep. And then
she knows how to make martinis.
I told you.
Did you know that?
I taught her how to make, you know, a Jeff Lewis martini.
Oh.
And then she really liked it because we did drink it together.
Oh, nice. Did you do shots too?
We did not.
Oh.
We did not. We're classy. Rebecca in Detroit. Good morning.
Good morning. Shout out, Shane.
Hello,
everyone.
Hi, Rebecca.
Thank you. I think Andrew is a dirty dog, and I need to hit him in the pocketbook. Where it hurts him most because he's cheap. And he's cheap in the bedroom and he's cheap with his wallet.
Oh, so
make him pay.
Whoa.
Cheap with his wallet.
Rebecca.
I didn't say it.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Pamela in Atlanta. Good morning. Pamela?
Yes, I'm here. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Pam.
I wanted to comment with Josh about when Bobby was looking for a family home in Palm Springs, if Josh, looking back, feels like he was being insensitive because there was more to that that met the eye. Was there something the viewers were not seeing on that?
No, I don't think I was being insensitive. I think I was being practical. I was looking at it as an investment standpoint. I was looking at it, I think, if the episode was, it was about him wanting to buy a house in Palm Springs. This is a Suzanne Summers episode, and the house was lacking a fourth bedroom, and I was trying to figure out where you could add a fourth bedroom to add value. And I don't think I don't think there's a problem with that, you know, and I think that it came off as me, I don't know. It was the way the episode came off. It made me look like I was like being insensitive, but
But you just wanted to make a good investment.
Yeah, I'm in the real estate business.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't see the episode. So Bobby wanted the house?
Yeah, we got in a fight because he wanted the house and he was...
He had emotional ties to it.
Emotional ties. And he was saying I was being insensitive or whatever. And I didn't think I was being insensitive. I was just trying to figure out a place to put another bedroom.
Right. Mm. Which makes sense.
I see. Okay. Andrew Freund. Are we going to take any more calls for Andrew? Because I really...
You know what? I think he's had enough...
It just makes me
pounding.
Laugh. All right, fine. Well, apparently not.
He wanted some pounding on Saturday.
Apparently not. Ashley in Seattle. How much time do I have?
2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes, Ashley.
Okay. Hey, babies. How are you guys?
Hey, baby.
Hey. Ashley.
Shout out, Shane.
Shout out,
Megan.
Shout out, baby.
And, of course, happy birthday. Anyways, I have some edible advice for you.
Yes.
So I know you're a really big drinker. And
thanks.
She's talking to you or to me?
Well, to whoever it may apply.
It applies
to everybody
in
this room.
Yeah.
Right. So with edibles, it's obviously if you combine them. So it matters also how, and also you're kind of manorexic.
Yes,
so,
I'm so skinny. Oh my God.
Thanks.
So just so you know, 10 milligrams is a totally normal dose to feel good.
Oh,
but
God.
If you've been drinking, but if you haven't eaten, then 5 milligrams is fine.
Yeah.
And I actually had an idea for you with Stu. Have you ever heard of wake and bake?
No.
It means you wake up okay. And you get high.
Yes.
Before
you wake
work.
And bake.
Yeah, I don't think before work that's a good idea.
Do you think
idea.
That's a good idea?
No. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, like, it was awesome when, what's her name, Brandy, Julie was here kind of high. It
yes.
makes for awesome radio when you're high, by the way.
I don't know about the wake and bake.
Maybe on the weekends? But then you got your
when
kid.
When you have your baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, on the play dates?
Yeah, I don't think you should do it.
I don't know about that, Ashley. But, you know,
but
thank
thanks.
You. Thank you for the advice.
Fun idea.
Josh Flagg, I mean, you're a champ. You went through it today.
You went through it.
You made it. You made it. Thank you for being here.
On the Andy Freund
and being
show.
Honest.
Yeah. Andrew Freund show. Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right. Sorry about your relationship.
Yeah,
coming
sorry,
to
Shane.
An abrupt end.
Womp womp.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.